We're doing brachos Rav Dula Medalet Amir Aleph. Ha'omer v'chuch ha'tovim harei ze d'chei minut. Ha'over lifnei ha'teva v'tayev ha'ocher totav lo yisavan b'ta sha'a. We saw that yesterday. Mechan matrim klar b'chash ta'am. Se. Ha'over lifnei ha'teva lo yane ha'min ha'al kohanim. The shalich tzibur, when the kohanim say their blessings of birchas kohanim, he should not respond amen to their blessings. Mipnei ha'teiru. Mipnei ha'teiru. Lest he get confused. V'min sham kohen elahu. And if the chazan is the only kohen in shul, leisat kapav. So even so, he shouldn't do birchas kohanim. Because we're worried he's going to get confused. Remember, all their davening was by heart. But if he's confident that he won't get confused out of stage fright, out of fear of the masses, so then he is permitted, and the word rashai needs definition. When it says lo yaneh min achara kohanim, Rashi learns that means at the conclusion of each blessing. There's room to question, what about at the conclusion of the first blessing on Birchas Kohanim? Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'over lifnei ha'teva tzich lesariv. The shot, when he's invited to be Shalich Tzibur, he's supposed to act like he doesn't want. In other words, he's supposed to express, I'm not really worthy. And if he doesn't do that, then it's like a dish that's missing its salt. Doesn't have the right flavor. The salt brings out the real flavor. So, and if he's too insistent, it's like you scorched it with salt. Ketzadu says, what's he supposed to do? Pam Rishona Yisarev. The first time he should say no. Shniya Me'avev. He starts, the second time they ask him, he starts shifting, like maybe. Shlishit Poshet Et Ragdav Yored. The third time they ask him, so then he stretches out his feet and goes. So that takes two to tango. Sometimes you want to do this and the gabbai doesn't know. So, fine. What can you do? Meaning, you say no, and the gabbai says, okay, I'll ask someone else. Okay, that's it. What can you do?
No, but does it also mean, like, the next day, or the next week when he asks you?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think it means when they ask you to go, they say, no, no. And then they say, no, we go. And they go, eh. And then say, yeah, go. So then you go. There's no connection between you're saying nah today and nah tomorrow. I don't think so.
I don't even remember. Yesterday, I didn't want. Now we go. How many times can you refuse a guy?
It's not refusing. It's part of the etiquette that Chazal wanted us to have.
No, I'm just saying, like, even if it's 3 days in a row, if you keep coming back every day, how long can you... Play the game also.
I hear. I don't know. Okay. There's an important tosus here. Lo yane amen ha kohanim pnei teruf. Tema tepuk dem tzik teyotoyim un amen. Why isn't it a hefzik to say amen? Tosis, you see from the Gemara, Shmam Nadaniyat Amen, Lo Chashiv Lehafsaka. You see, it's not a hefzik because it's necessary for tefillah. What about calling Kohanim to call them up to the Duchan? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, don't do that. That's a hefzik. Someone else should say Kohanim. Aye, the Gemara in Sota sounds like the Shalich Tzibur saying it. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Aye. It's not the Shalich Tzibur, it's the Chazan. It's what we call the Gabbai. And here Tosa says, Chazan is not the Shalich Tzibur. Chazan is the one who's dealing with the Tzarchei Tzibur. There's the Shalich Tzibur and the Chazan. Chazan is not what we call the Chazan. So then Tosus quotes an opinion of the Rishonim that the Shaliach Tzibur shouldn't say Yivarechecha, because that they could figure out on their own. You don't have to tell them Yivarechecha. That's already a hefsek. There's nowhere to get confused. That's the first word of the blessing. And Rabbeinu Yehuda says in the Medrash, it says yes. That he says each and every word.
Where? Isn't it supposed to be, are you supposed to tell the Kohanim the word first? Amru lehem?
Yeah, so the Chazan says Kohanim.
Right. So you're talking about Yivarechecha.
Again?
You're saying don't say Yivarechecha because they know it already.
I'm not following. Right. Now, Tosus brings that their minhag was like they do in Chutzart, and like we do here in Eretz Yisrael when there's no Kohen, we say a prayer. Avakem v'kev seinu. Bachin v'abracha ham shuleshes batorah. Haksuva idem shah. Murah mitzvah vanav. Kohanim ha'uchech kamur. So we say that when we don't have Kohanim present, but some, there were Rishonim who held this, until today there are some who have discussed him, that's how they call up the Kohanim. The Chazan says, and then when he reaches the word, he says Kohanim out loud.
Right.
So some have that minig, and that's quoted here in Tosus too.
I read in the Chayaz.